Part 1. Destructive Images We've Shaped. Cop Around the Corner. Not long ago, I took a short road trip with my wife Jean and her mom Peggy. About 2 hours into our trip, I was shocked to discover that in her 30-plus years of driving, my mother-in-law had never been pulled over for speeding, not even once. In fact, she had driven 35 years without a single ticket on her record. I don't even know how to comprehend that reality. In the first year I had my license, I successfully managed to drive over a curb and drop 8 feet into a creek, sideswipe a parked car, and receive the first in a long line of speeding tickets. On that road trip, I came to two conclusions. One, my mother-in-law has no clue about the fear that plagues most drivers when they see a parked cop car. And two, she should probably be the one to drive for the rest of our trip. As hard as it is to believe, I know she is not the only one of her kind. There are others like her. In fact, you may be someone who knows nothing of the fear and anxiety people go through every time they see a black and white sedan on the side of the road. On the slim chance this describes you, then please read on with a sense of empathy and understanding for the rest of us. And feel free at any time to wipe that smug smile off your face. Quote, unless there is a God by whom right and wrong can be reliably assessed, moral judgments can be no more than opinion, influenced by upbringing, training, and propaganda. J.B. Phillips. Every time I see a parked police car hiding around the corner with its lights off, and the silhouette of someone pointing what appears to be a hairdryer in my general direction, I instinctively freeze. I convince myself that if I'm really, really still, the officer won't notice as I fly past at 37 miles an hour over the speed limit. Without even thinking, I run through a series of routine quick checks. I check my seatbelt using only my hands, like a pat-down at an airport security check. I check to see if anyone around me might be doing something more illegal than me. I make sure to turn down the radio, not knowing what difference that makes, but feeling like it's a good idea. I rack my brain to remember if there's anything in my Pandora's box of a glove compartment that remotely resembles an insurance or registration card. All the while checking my rearview mirror every 1.7 seconds, stomach clenched, wondering if I'll see the flashing reds and blues. Getting caught by a police officer can make a person do crazy things. Everyone reacts in different ways, the only similarity being that no one seems to remain themselves. Something changes. Getting pulled over makes otherwise calm and collected people go absolutely nuts, and we have the footage to prove it. Watch just a few minutes of any dash cam cop show, and you'll see soccer moms transform into purse-swinging gladiators, and tranquil trigonometry teachers become cursing sailors. For some, the excuses fly like clothes off the rack at a going-out-of-business sale. For others, tears flow like broken fire hydrants in a Brooklyn summer. I have another response. I become the nicest, most clueless guy a cop has ever met. I act completely surprised. I insert the words sir or ma'am as much as possible. I reassure the officer that I am just as surprised as they are, all the while shaking my head at my speedometer, shocked at how it could betray our long-standing unspoken agreement. Everyone reacts to the fear of getting caught by a cop in one way or another. It's moments like these that reveal some of my deepest fears and anxieties. My fear of being caught, my willingness and readiness to lie or make excuses, my panicked impulse to floor it and pull a Thelma and Louise. That fear is always somewhere within me. Every time I get in the car...